telephone poles. They have been with us a long time. They will outlast the elms. Like the eyes of a savage sieving the trees in his search for game, run through them. They blend along small town streets like a race of giants that have faded into mere mythology. Our eyes, washed clean of belief, lift incredulous to their fearsome crowns of bolts, trusses, struts, nuts, insulators, and such barnacles as compose these weathered incrustations of electrical debris, each a gorgon's head which, seized right, could stun us to stone. Yet they are ours. We made them. See here, where the cleats of linemen have roughened a second bark onto the bald trunk. And these spikes have been driven sideways, at intervals handy for human legs. The nature of our construction is in every way a better fit than the nature it displaces. What other tree can you climb where the birds twitter, unscrambled, is English? True, their thin shade is negligible. But then again, there is not that tragic autumnal casting off of leaves to outface annually. These giants are more constant than evergreens by being never green.